Mornings with Ed show, and we've got Trouble in the Wind in studio. They've got a new release out called All the Boys. We're going to hear some live music off of that. We're also going to be talking with Robbie and Kyle and find out their fascinating journey through music, man, and into music from San Diego, Laguna Beach, and live from our Julie Lawton studios. Please welcome the band Trouble in the Wind.
You turn to leave.
Trouble in the Wind. That was Cloudy Eyes off of their latest release, All the Boys. They've got a July 12th show. That's Friday night at the Wayfarer. We have the good fortune of having them live in our studios. This next song is called On the Square. Once again, Laguna Beach, please welcome. We good? Please welcome Trouble in the Wind.
Got nothing on the line. doesn't matter much to me, girl. Got nothing left to hide, and I know you've got your hopes and dreams. Can they get along with mine?
Man, that sounded fantastic. That was called On the Square. We are listening to Trouble in the Wind. The first song was Cloudy Eyes, and they've got a show again, as I said, coming up July 12th at the Wayfair. Let's have the guys come on in. We're going to sit down and chat with them for a while. Right now, I want you to hear All the Boys. And this is also off of the album of the same name, All the Boys. Trouble in the Wind, Robbie Gira. Did I say that right?
Totally.
Along with Kyle Merritt. Oh, we're gonna hear that one in just a little bit here, man. But thanks for coming into the studio this morning, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Just a great, great performance live, man. I got to tell you that I was struck by On the Square, the second song you played. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's a very personal song, sort of a coming-of-age song that I wrote about a relationship. Right. And sort of the thought process behind growing up a little bit and taking a a more serious, longer look at my personal relationships as they develop and as I mature and as the right. relationships mature.
You should know as a songwriter that that song hits, man. It hits a certain, it hits every time. So
thank you very much.
No, thank you. Relationship done, over, gone?
No, still good.
All right.
But, it's just
right. A matter of you growing. It's your growth.
Yeah. As a young man, it's, right. just a step in the mature direction as I sort of consider my relationships with people, and that's sort of a reflection of that in the song.
Right. All right. Without poking you in the eye or anything, tell me about your youth. Tell me about growing up and how you got into music.
Well, it started out basically when I met Trevor Mulvey, who's the bassist right. in the band during high school. Me and a couple of people walked over from the high school to where Trevor's folks live, and we started jamming and I couldn't play anything, so I ended up trying to sing
right.
And then eventually just kept going from there. Me and Trevor obviously still making music right all these years,
making pretty good music, man. Making pretty. And you do all the writing?
I do the majority of it, but Keith Hammond, that plays pedal steel and electric guitar, he sings a lot in the band, and he brings some songs to the table as well. Right. One of which is on the new album, the new EP, okay. All the Boys. His song's called Weatherproof, and it's right. one of the best. I wish he was here. We would have played it.
Song for song, man. That's a great EP. It really is. And if you're listening right now, you need to find it somewhere. It's called All the Boys. You brought with you Kyle Merritt. Kyle, banjo, accordion, I'm quite impressed. Were you trying to show off this morning? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
How'd you get started in music, man?
Playing piano.
All right.
Yeah, you play piano.
You did that whole, as a kid, your parents forced you to take piano lessons? Or
No, not at all. All right. I wanted to. I picked it up pretty late. I think I was like 17 when I took lessons.
Right.
And then from piano, I taught myself some other instruments, guitar, accordion.
Now, how does piano translate to accordion? Is that a simple move, or is accordion closer to learning the guitar?
No, it's more keyboard-based stuff. All right. So it was an easy transition, kind of.
All right.
Don't tell anybody it's easy.
I won't tell anybody, man. You make it sound easy, man. I'm telling you, you make it sound easy. And I don't know that I gave you enough time to transition between banjo and accordion, but for me, man, that'd be like a 5-month transmission. Yeah.
You can do them both at the same time. You're just being lazy. Totally.
You're pretty awesome there, dude. So the latest EP, All the Boys, is it themed in any way, or do you just, these are just some great songs that you decided to put together?
To be honest, it's sort of accidentally themed.
Right.
It's sort of a special album because it sort of marks our last sort of live recordings as of now with our former and longtime drummer, Larry. Larry stepped down and left the band a little while ago. Right. And the album is very special because if you listen to it, you can hear it's very loose. Right. The songs are still sort of culminating together right. in a live setting because one night we were just scheduled for practice and not everyone was going to be able to make it. So me and our guitarist Keith and Larry the drummer showed up and I started just showing them the songs. And as I was doing that, we were working them out and figuring it out. Kyle showed up a little late and he heard what we were working on and he knew it was new stuff.
Right.
And he knew that it was something special, and he just started setting up some microphones just here and there in the room.
Right.
And then the songs eventually,
Right. What a great idea. Multiply skilled this guy is over here.
Good thing I was late.
Yeah. His tardiness is instrumental in this EP.
So, yeah, don't show up to anything on time, man, and everything will work out great. That's pretty cool. The first song out of the gate was called Cloudy Eyes.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Cloudy Eyes is one of my favorite songs right now that we play live. It's definitely a bit more, when we play it live, it's a bit more of a sort of rhythm and blues groove, which is really fun. And our new drummer, Dylan, has been instrumental in bringing that sort of feel
right.
to the band. It's obviously a little bit more rocking, with the full band going.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun to play, and I think it marks sort of a bit of a new territory for us.
Okay.
The song sort of the song matter, you know, the right. of it is sort of it sort of just marks the up and down that comes with being a moody songwriter or artist, I suppose, you know, right. sort of one day everything's, you know, seeming pretty bright and sunny. And the next day, all of a sudden, for some reason, cloud. I got a cloud hanging over me and I don't know why. So, you know, as an artist, I take that frustration out and I just, you know, put the pen
right.
to the page and then we rock it out.
And we're all fortunate that you do. We really are, man. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So again, July 12th is coming Friday night. You're at the Wayfair. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys plan on releasing any videos to support this latest EP? Is that a loaded question right now?
No, I wish that we had.
Okay.
Because I've been so busy with touring, we really didn't get to. We barely managed to get this thing out.
On the Square could translate to a movie. Not just a video. If you shot a video for On the Square, man, I could imagine the tears that you'd have. Right? It'd be just a great video, first of all.
Well, thank you. I'd love for that.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. The last song we heard was the title track, and it's All the Boys. Tell me a little bit about All the Boys.
All the Boys is written sort of about... Well, this album is really sort of a coming-of-age EP for me, I think, you know. And so that song is a bit of a duality between all the boys in the band and then my friends as we get older, how we help each other along as we, you know, make our way into our career paths or our life paths or whatever. And so it means a lot to me, and it's sort of expressed in the song that, you know, we're all sort of all there for each other. And, you know,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. When I was looking you guys up online, by the way, I saw a picture of you in like a reptile costume or something, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you that right now, I'm as advice, once you're in one of those reptile costumes, man, you can never live that down.
Yeah, you're stuck. Yeah, it's a frog costume.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a frog costume.
I've been referred to as Froggy for a while now. So sort of the state of affairs. That was probably a still shot from our music video for the song Fall Guy that we put out off of our latest full length album Hammer On.
Okay,
and there's a line about a frog in there. I don't know.
Great music online. If you're just joining us, this is the band Trouble in the Wind. We have Robbie and Kyle in studio with us. They performed live a couple of great songs. We also heard the title track called All the Boys. If you missed any portion of this, we're going to podcast it. It'll be up on our website later on this afternoon. How can our listeners find you?
TroubleInTheWind.com or we're on online.
Anywhere there's music. Anywhere there's music?
Yeah.
All right.
And if you're in, you know, stopping by North County, San Diego, where all of our stuff's for sale at Spin Records or, you know, directly from our website. And also, of course, the Wayfair on the 12th with Moonsville Collective. If you want to catch us live.
Yeah.
If you're back down in the North County area in August, we'll be playing the Carlsbad Music Festival on the 4th as well.
Excellent.
Also, if you're a little further up or over on the road, we're going to be doing an extensive tour for the next sort of 2.5 weeks. Right. So check our tour dates and see if we'll be anywhere near you.
All right. Excellent. If we don't catch you July 12th at the Wayfair, then definitely catch them down in Carlsbad. Trouble in the Wind, Robbie, Kyle, thanks for the great music, man. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right, man. Great day. All right. We've got a great show up ahead. Hang out.